There was five main priorities identified. Priority one was supporting our people. Two was our accountability and transparency from a governance point of view. Three was our infrastructure and resources within. Four, promotion and engagement going forward and ensuring that BCIL had a better profile within the community. And then expanding on our service offering.
In terms of the expansion of the service in particular, hope to extend the centre, provide more facilities, provide more services. To what extent is that going to be dependent on funding, dependent on support? To what extent are you in a position to implement those improvements now?
Well, we're very far forward in terms of our planning. We have plans drawn up for the extension of the actual premises. That we hope to be hitting planning with in the next couple of weeks. We already have funding in place for the initial part of that structure. We do require support around the development of sensory gardens for people with disabilities, indoor and outdoor. We are looking for some support around the funding for that element, but we do have the funds in place currently that we've been working on for a lot of years to build the first phase of our development. That development will see facilities like accessible training kitchens for people with disabilities. It'll see sensory rooms, occupational rooms. We're very far ahead already in terms of the planning around this.